Okay, so it's a Wednesday lunchtime. I'm at the university, Essex University, at the University Green Fair, and I've very kindly got some time with a couple of friends. So first of all, your names, please.
I'm Andrew Budd.
And Emily Harrop.
So we've got Andrew and Emily, and representing, please, Andrew.
Yeah, we're representing Colchester 2020 Travel Plan Club, and in particular today we're promoting cycling.
Yeah, I'm able to take a photo later. You're both looking resplendent in your Cycle Colchester hoodies. Is it worth mentioning first, Andrew, perhaps a bit more about the Travel Club? What is the kind of history, the aims of the organisation?
Yeah, we formed about 5 years ago and we wanted to do something about traffic congestion in Colchester. And we kind of moved away a little bit from that and moving more on to also the public health agenda. So what we're trying to do really is promote alternatives to single occupancy car use. So we're into promoting public transport, cycling, walking, car sharing, that kind of thing.
So that's the kind of sort of main wider aims. And Emily, so today, what is your role or your presence at the Green Fair, please?
Today we're supporting Charlotte Humphreys, who's the transport coordinator here. So we're supporting her to promote cycling, particularly to the university. And we're also promoting her car share scheme, Love Your Car or Love to Car Share. So generally promoting it to students and staff and anyone else that's interested.
Yeah, I think there's people probably are quite aware of the cycle town status which Colchester has got. Andrew, is it worth maybe updating what is currently happening there with the funding and how is that project progressing?
Yeah, sure. The Cycle Colchester project will continue. Although the central government funding has stopped, there are other sources of funding and there's a lot of goodwill in Colchester for the Cycle Colchester project from the voluntary sector and from the local authorities. So, yeah, there have been other alternative sources of funding identified by the local authorities and certainly the voluntary sector are sort of taking on more roles, which is absolutely fantastic. And right now we're giving away new maps of the cycle routes in Colchester, revised maps and so on, following the Cycle Colchester project. So although the main funding is over, the project is still very much alive.
I think probably it seems from a user's point of view, the main legacy has just been how kind of visual and how profile cycling has become in Colchester. But is there any kind of one particular scheme or project that you've managed to achieve that you're really quite proud of that's been put in place?
I think the Cycle Stars project was something that was very interesting because we actually recruited some families that aren't used to cycling and took them through the whole process about, you know, what kind of bike to buy, whether you need any training, places you can cycle and alternative lifestyles as well, you know, away from having to go everywhere by car. And that was quite useful because it demonstrated not just to those families but also it was shared through the council's newspaper with all the families in Colchester about, you know, that it is possible to do quite a lot of things without just using a car all the time. So that was probably the single project I think that was kind of the most interesting, looking at the kind of people we're trying to reach. We're not trying to get cyclists that are enthusiasts to do even more cycling, nice though that would be. We're actually trying to get new people to cycle. That's our main target area.
And some of the highlights maybe, is it worth mentioning any of the highlights for Bike Week coming up next month?
Yeah, there's Bike Week's very much happening in Colchester. If you go to www.bikeweek.org.uk, all the local events should be registered on there. And I know there's one on there because I'm running it myself. It's Fred Slatton's Bike Book Club, where we're going to meet at St John's Abbey Gateway. And Fred, the Colchester slum poet, is going to take us around some lovely open spaces in Colchester and read extracts from some of his favourite bike books. And we're not talking about sprockets and chains, we're talking about some interesting novels on cycling themes.
Okay, and there's also the Disham Halfords Tour Series, so if you are into the more professional cycling, that rolls into town.
2nd of June, I think that is.
Sort of worth looking out for. So I think really the kind of message is there's an awful lot of cycle activity happening in Colchester. Keep Colchester cycling. We have the bike pool scheme about to also go live as well. You guys seem really quite busy here at the Green Fair, so perhaps I'll kind of wrap up there. Emily is taking down people's names and email addresses. I like that.
People pledging to do more cycling,
It's very good. Okay, so that's been Andrew and Emily from the Travel Club here at Colchester at the Green Fair. Very good for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.